Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on the select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on the Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear what you found in your food. Like the thing that was in your food. Yeah. Now, we will not accept calls from people like T-Hack who goes, oh my God, one time there was broccoli.
Right.
It could be a food thing that wasn't supposed to be there, but it's more important. Like, I remember eating at Chevy's. You remember the Chevy's?
Yeah.
And then I had the chicken package. It was like the label from the, like I'm like,
no.
And it's like a plastic and I pull it out. It's like Redbird Farms. You're like, yo.
Pretty bad.
Because, you know, it was probably, like, the plastic itself was probably cooked enough to get the salmonella off of
it. Right.
But still, you just don't want, I mean, dude, I've also eaten a can of SpaghettiOs where there was, like, I pulled, like, the grasshopper leg out.
Dude, what the heck?
And then I, like, fished through and I found most of it, but not all of it. And I'm just
would you still eat it? Like, after?
No, I just... What I
you
was concerned about is how much
that.
Have I had? But then if you think about it, it was probably just in a huge vat of spaghetti and like maybe all of it didn't get put into my can.
We're going to go with that.
Most of it was in my can. So it seems like I probably ate some of it.
Great. Now you've ruined SpaghettiOs for me, my favorite food. Okay. I do have a pretty bad one.
Okay.
I was nannying and they said, order some food and go pick it up with the kid. And we get home and I'm eating and I just... crunch down on something. It was a rock and the entire back of my tooth just broke off in that moment. And it's like even worse when you're nannying.
Wait, what was
Mexican food? So it was like in beans.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. They use a lot of rocks.
In like beans, it's not entirely uncommon for like not canned beans, but like the big packages of beans to maybe have.
Because they're making real pinto beans.
Right.
They're boiling them. Then they're refrying them. Like they're then smashing them and like.
But then I'm sitting there, broken tooth, I was leaving for like a music festival in 2 days and I was like, great, I'm going to have a broken tooth and I'm nannying, but I'm in pain and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And I had to keep it together. I didn't, but I tried.
Did you call the restaurant and go, yo?
Yeah, and I like sent them photos of the rock and stuff and they were like, oh, sorry, nothing we can do. And I mean, this tooth end has cost me thousands of dollars at this point. Because
you got a crown on it now?
I have a crown on it finally. They first tried to like just kind of
do a huge like filling
kind of, and it would like keep breaking off. It was like embarrassing. Now it's a crown and it's fine.
Hey, Bulliff. Go ahead.
Do you think you could have seen it if you were like, or was it just blended
no,
in?
No, like, it was just like in
it's
the
bean
mix.
It's colored.
Yeah.
And like you're just picking you're up bean, you know? Yeah. So I wish.
There's a Navy sailor who said he finished a can of Monster Energy and there was a dead rat inside.
Yeah.
I want to know how he finished it without noticing.
Because you would feel like there'd be an, you're like, because
right.
I tend to hold my Red Bull up to my mouth and like, I'd like get after like, like I want it in me fast. So like it would feel like you'd feel like the good chunk,
right.
Like a little movement.
You'd kind of kiss the.
Well, maybe his snout. I don't know which way was. Like, was he ass up or was he? You know,
you're kissing something.
Kind of.
And would you be furry?
How did he finish it? That's what I'm.
Yeah.
He said he didn't realize anything was wrong until he finished the drink. Looked inside the can. He saw a full size rat. It made him immediately blow chunks.
Yeah. Yeah.
The full size, too. It's like, how do you even...
How big's a monster? Yeah, I guess you could fit one in a monster.
I see that on this story, he went and got checked out by doctors, and they said, oh, don't worry, the chemicals in the drink will likely kill any harmful bacteria.
Yeah. Rock solid nutrition advice.
Right, I'm just not sure that we should be drinking Monster, then.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
Take it back!
I don't!
I drink enough white monsters to make me a white monster.
I'm worried about you.
I don't know what to do with that statement.
Erin's heard this story. She hasn't even flinched about drinking Monster.
No, like, I'll still get one.
She doesn't care. All right. Well, if you found something weird in your food, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You may text. You may call.
I remember one time. So we used to spend a lot of time at the high school, like during the summer, because we'd go and play basketball and like work out and stuff. But there weren't really teachers around or anything. So we'd be kind of around, you know, doing stuff. And I remember one time we went out to the baseball field and the concession stand was there and it had been unlocked. So we got in and we were like, it was still just stocked with candy and stuff. And we're like 16, you know, we're like, oh my gosh, this is the best. But we didn't know it had been out there for a while. And so opened a bunch and had taken bites and stuff, and not to realize there was like the little, I don't know what they're called.
The like maggoty things.
Yeah,
the little
mealworms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That would make me blow chunks.
I think it's important to note that Erin, there has been a demerit applied to you. You know that the M word is not acceptable.
I
don't do the M word.
I forgot what they were called. I apologize.
Yep,
they're similar
shapes.
We
don't say that word.
We don't.
He's got a big fear of maggots.
I don't have a ton of triggers, but that M word is a trigger. And when we do found in food, people call and go, oh my God, I was eating a bowl of whatever. And then you realize it's wriggling and you're like, people with rice and the M word. And I know you're going to call just to make me mad, but I will apply demerits to Erin every time you do. So just.
I don't think I've ever.
You didn't know
seen
that
maggots and.
Gosh! Demerit! Demerit!
Wait, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know. You get enough demerits and you'll get a shroot buck.
I kind of want shroot bucks.
Yeah. No, just. I know you're going to call with those. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we just can't have all M word calls.
Get more creative.
A family was bought Easter baskets from Sam's Club and there was a pill in it.
Is creative.
Oh. I think what happened is like whoever was making the baskets was probably a pill popper, or maybe they were taking a prescription. I don't think it said what the pill was.
Okay.
But like there was a pill in the basket. So your kid might be eating a robin egg and it's like, nope, and then tripping.
That's terrifying.
Kind of.
Yeah. But not kind of. Very.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you found glass, a rock, a grasshopper, pills, anything, if you found something weird in your food, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're ruining food items for everyone.
Sure are.
Something Are any of them the thing so far?
I made sure. I used a code. I said what food they were eating on the...
Okay.
To do it, not what's in it. So
definitely text all be surprised. Something about maggots.
It's two demerits. If you... Listen, finding glass in your food, finding a rock in your food, I'll talk to you all day. But if you found the M word, I don't like you. Shayna?
Yay.
Yay. Found in food. What'd you find?
So I have two. Both of them were actually drinks. But the first one, I was in a college in a house with other college friends. And I drank out of the big Arizona can. Oh. And it ended up being a loogie. And...
Oh, what, somebody spit into the can?
That might be worse than a maggot.
Like, so lazy, they couldn't get up and spit in the sink. Instead, they spit in the can, and I just happened to drink it.
And you could tell, like, when it got in your mouth,
I knew. I knew it's
still in. Right. You always know.
There's a texture. And a saltiness.
The second one is, I was a young kid, and there was a soda can on the counter.
Yep.
And it was just like a Diet Coke or something, and I took a swig of it, and it was so, like, I didn't even know what the taste was, but it wasn't Coke. And then my dad was like, no, and I figured out that it was his spit, because he chewed at the
time. Was his chew can.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we always get a chew can one, and I just don't. Yeah. That wasn't found in food. That's you just like.
I just like might be sick.
Yeah.
From doing this.
Which, so, yeah. Which one was better?
Yeah. If you had to have one again.
Probably the chew. Probably.
Oh.
Chew over loogie?
Interesting. Yeah.
They're both spit.
I didn't really know what it was. You know, at the time, I was just like, oh. That's
yeah. Kind of okay. Weird, thanks, Shayna. Yeah. Real lovely talking to you. We've lost Erica for sure.
I'm literally just focusing on the text because I can't.
She's holding vomit in.
Yeah. I like actually felt it come up during that one.
The loogie was a lot.
Yep. It sure was.
Here's a Diet Coke can.
Irene?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sorry.
Yeah. What's your found in food?
So I found toenail clippings in my Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh my God, and I love it. You could have made it any other kind of Cheerio, and we'd have been fine.
Good for your cholesterol.
Someone was at work on the line, just clipping away, and being like,
or they had a stash. They did it at home, and then
no,
there's a lot of premeditated.
It's that bee from the commercials.
They don't have toenails.
Well, he's got legs.
Yeah, he's got feet.
Yeah, but they don't have nails on
them.
Yeah,
like grass.
Okay. Listen to me. Like, have you ever, you know, you're trying to clip your nails? That's why I never clip my nails in my car, because it just goes, bink. They just,
yeah,
they
gone
fly
forever.
Everywhere.
Why
yeah.
would you ever clip your nails in your car?
Because I have the car just drives itself. You got to find other things to do. They don't have a shower in the Teslas yet. But when they do. All right. So did you eat any of them? Is that how you figured it out? You like had it in your mouth? You
had
to go
Oh, yeah. I had it. I opened the box of Cheerios. I poured it in my bowl with the milk. I had it in my mouth. It was sharp and hard at the same time. I think one of them cut my tongue.
Okay.
I said this was like 10, 15 years ago. And I called GM, and they said, mail us the toenail clipping, which I did.
You said, oh, yeah, let me spit it out first.
I kind of like that.
That is.
They sent me a coupon for a new box of Cheerios, like I'd ever eat one again.
Yeah, like, give me $1,000.
Yeah, no, yeah, it does feel weird that they offer you the very thing.
I like the customer service. Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah. Prove
it. They have to
do it.
Okay.
Won't.
But you could just send your own toenail clippings in.
That's true.
Thank you, Irene. Oh. Jan?
Yeah.
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 Found in food. What'd you find?
Well, let's see. My husband and I went on a honeymoon to Jamaica, to a very upscale rock resort, gorgeous resort. We went to dinner one night. We were digging into this beautiful salad. We'd had a couple bites. My husband took a bite, had this funny face on his look, and kind of spit something out in his napkin. And then peered under a piece of lettuce, and there was a live cockroach in it.
No. No. I've had a cockroach run across my foot, and that was bad enough.
Yeah, this was in the salad, and apparently it already bit a little bit of another one.
Okay. This is probably like
you guys are so squirmy.
This is for real. The last time we're doing this, I think.
I know.
This is,
I don't think I'll ever do this again.
I don't. I mean, or have a
second. I have to win.
See, this doesn't happen to Tia because he eats food
right.
that is so flippin' processed
right.
that even if there were a cockroach in it, it's ground into looking like the yeah. rest of what he's eating. Right.
Yeah, it's charge it to the game. It's just part of it.
Charge it to the game. It's the wildest justification I've ever. Okay, Megan.
Yeah.
Found in food. We'll see if we can get through yours.
My sister was drinking a Capri Sun and nothing was coming up through the straw. Mm-hmm. And there was a worm. When she pulled out the straw, there was a worm in the straw.
One what?
A worm.
A worm in the straw.
Oh, I thought you said one. A worm?
A worm.
I'm so sorry. I was a little bit distracted. Our boss emailed us.
Yeah, he needs to text it because Slacker doesn't check his email.
It's okay. I could just show him. I'm not sure what this is, but...
Oh, it's maggots! Yes. Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Sorry. Coming in. Yes, there you go. Oh. Clap, 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 clap.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot.
Everyone, places. Me.
Me.
Okay.
You.
News.
Hello. Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
Erica for the win on that high one. Yeah.
So I can't think about it. I just got to do it.
Apologies. I did it a second.
Yeah. What is up with you?
I don't know. I got pumped. Feeling it.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We've got a bit of an update on a very hot story right
now. This is a pun.
It's not really, but it kind of is. Summer House's Amanda has issued an apology of sorts amid her very inappropriate, very backstabbing-like relationship with one of her fellow cast members, West Wilson. So just a quick reminder, Amanda was married to Kyle. Kyle and Amanda broke up and announced their divorce in January. One of the other cast members, Sierra, had kind of dated West, kind of on and off. And now...
They're...
And he was like still flirting with Sierra on Instagram, but now it's been caught. Amanda and West were having some sort of relationship. They issued the weirdest joint statement I've ever seen. And then Amanda went kind of MIA on Instagram until I believe it was yesterday or today. I don't know. She wrote, "I've obviously been MIA. I wanted to come back on and say that I'm truly sorry to everyone I've disappointed and hurt, especially those I know personally who I've reached out to individually." Oh, thank God you reached out individually. "For the sake of my mental health, I'm going to try to start living some sense of normalcy. If you see me out or posting online, please know that this all still weighs very heavily on me." So basically saying, I'm done with it and I'm going to move on. Now, what's interesting is she absolutely pointed us back to watch the Summer House reunion at the end of the season. She said, "I'll be at the reunion and we'll be addressing any and all questions honestly and directly there." So it's like people wondered if this was all marketing. I don't think it
you
is.
You don't think it is?
I don't think it's a PR stunt. But I do think it's weird. Like, I wonder if Bravo has been like, all right, Amanda, and then you're going to point them back. You're going to stop speaking on it and you're going to point them back to the reunion.
It's diabolical.
Yeah.
If that's what happened.
It is. And it's very unclear whether she and this West guy are even still an item. Like, I bet they're not. So.
But are you going to watch?
Was so funny. I don't even watch this show and I'm so invested. Yeah, I might.
So it's working.
Yeah.
Good evening. Olivia Munn is back in the news. She revealed that once she was filming a scene with a partner where she was supposed to like save this male co-star in the movie.
Yeah.
And in the scene, this male co-star started throwing a fit going, "She can't save me. She can't save me." And it like shut down production for like a while and they like rewrote the scene
what?
So that he wasn't saved by her. And so she's revealing this. But I want to get everyone's take in this room because I have a big problem with this. Olivia Munn specifically, because she's done this before. She didn't name the guy. Mm. She didn't name the project. She just threw it out. And just like, remember, I don't know, a few years ago when she revealed, she's like, I was treated so poorly on this set that I had to make HR complaints. And I turned down. I said, I would not sign an NDA.
Right.
And they said, well, what movie? I'm not going to say. Well, who did it?
You didn't sign an NDA. You can say whatever you want.
You might as well have signed it. You're not disclosing anything. And so do we feel like this is good that she's revealing it, but you're also not. You're not putting anyone on blast.
Is she like Blake Lively 2.0?
I was kind of thinking that because, to be honest, I just had to Google Olivia Munn because I couldn't remember which one she was. So I'm wondering if she's doing this to stay relevant.
She also, maybe bad character. She also was the one who, like, John Mulaney was going through a divorce and then suddenly they were pregnant together. And it's
interesting. Huh? Yeah.
So I don't have the best of feelings towards her.
Okay, and she said this on Drew Barrymore's show, I believe, and it got like a big round of applause and stuff, but it's like, should we be applaud? She's getting so
close.
She's
got this new trick that she does where it's like, here's a scandal, but I can't tell you what, where, when, or why.
Yeah.
And it leads room to guess of every male co-star she's ever had, and it's kind of like, that's not cool either. Like, that's like me being like, I have worked with the worst man in, well, not untrue, the worst man in radio. But then,
I'm right here.
No, I'm talking about someone else, but then not going.
Could be either
of us. Oh, but it's not Slacker. Okay, I just did the thing. Never mind. It's not Slacker.
Seacrest.
No, it's also not
Seacrest.
Him.
Seacrest. Ryan, you little piece of hell.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Masters are going on and.
Time out. Nobody's going to do the Taylor Swift thing. You two are not going to do the Taylor Swift
her
thing.
Her wedding date was released?
Yeah!
I thought we already knew.
July 3rd, I think?
That's the thing, is I don't think it's real. They've released July 3rd in New York, and it's
because they're saying that like invites went out, and so people are...
Yeah, but I think fake invites went out, and like they're getting everybody like, well, don't even look for her on the 13th of June.
Well,
she's getting married on the 13th of June, guys. She's still Taylor.
The wedding planner at the venue people had speculated for the 13th of June did come out and go, sorry, like I am the wedding planner, but it's unfortunately not Taylor and Travis.
I'm sorry. I just.
But I do think it's interesting that both those things happened this week. I didn't even see this.
It's like July 3rd. I'm telling you, mark my words, smoke's great. Sorry, Aaron, please continue.
Good evening. Masters are going on and there's a house that's like just across from the course and they refuse to sell and it is making the Master Chiefs I don't know they're
hardcore
there's
journalism
something going on about this one old house.
Well, you don't know what it
course.
Is
course I don't know
okay
something going on more
put
at
this
eight
out there. I'm gonna manifest and say I'd like to go to the Masters one day.
Thacker family. T. Hacker family. Thacker.
Oh my gosh, it is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I just read the documents and the court order says we have to.
We've got to keep going. Until about 30 minutes ago, I had no idea.
It's Be Good Friday. I'm sorry, Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
So this is where we drop our cynicism, sort of, and tell happy, happy stories. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Who wants to go?
I would love to.
We'll go.
All right. My story, I don't know where it's from. maybe Connecticut. Okay. So it's a full circle moment for this soon-to-be medical school graduate. Her name is Shay Taylor Allen. She Great learned... Name. I know, right? Yeah. That's a solid doctor name.
Yeah.
She learned that she had matched with her first choice residency pick, Yale School of Medicine.
Wow.
And the full circle moment comes in because she wasn't just born there.
Oh.
She also worked there as a janitor while she was 18.
What?
So she is going back to Yale to become a doctor.
Wow.
That's cool.
Was she working to like put herself through school?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
That's awesome.
That is really cool. That wasn't even that hard, you guys. Yeah. We can do this. Yeah. We can do this every Friday.
I got one.
Okay.
This is out of Georgia.
Okay. You're not stealing my story.
Okay. B-Hack looks maybe nervous.
No. I don't know where my story is.
This is a 12-year-old girl out of Georgia.
Okay.
Oh, still no one worried.
No, you're good.
She's being hailed as a hero by both her family and her community because a fire broke out in her home and it kind of consumed the entire left side of her house.
Oh, my God.
And the 12-year-old, you know, ran out and then she ran back in. And she helped.
Shut up.
Get. Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't run out. I'm an idiot. She was coming home from school.
And she ran into the burning.
She ran into it because she didn't know if her two older brothers were in the house.
Oh my
God. So she ran to the door and was screaming that the house was on fire. And I guess like one was in the shower and had no idea. And then he heard his sister screaming. And I feel like if you have a little sister, you know their voice screaming.
For sure. Yeah.
Like
even through
that
the shower.
And you know the different scream.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I believe the other one was asleep. I thought it just said he was in the garage. No, he was asleep in his room over the garage and also heard her screaming and was able to.
So she saved everybody's life in
the
house.
Also, from what it looks like, the garage eventually very much so caught on fire. I'm looking at a picture of the house right now. So yeah, she is a hero and her name is
Shay Taylor
Allen. No, okay. Her name's Macy.
Oh, cool. Okay. That was beautiful. We're crushing it today, guys.
I'll go. I don't know where my story's from, but it's about a woman named Ruth Hasman. She's retired, and she's found a new kind of career as a... she fixes up stuffed animals for children. So she's done everything from repairing, like attaching an eye or doing a fur graft is what she calls it. And if she can't find the matching thing, if she can't find the matching material, she'll go to a thrift store and find what she calls a donor. And is attention to detail. What she loves most about doing it is the stories behind every stuffed animal. And she even is currently training an orderly to take over for her work when her fingers lose the dexterity. She feels it coming.
Oh my gosh.
But the beautiful stories behind each and every bear, dog, monkey, elephant just pulls her heart.
I have like my kids' original loveys that I'd like, but
I know.
Maybe I don't want them restored.
Yeah.
Like they're,
once they're past the point of usage, you just keep them as
I
is.
I think what makes them so special is how loved they are.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
They're just like.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This has been. All right. I'll do one real quick. I have a story out of New Hampshire. There is a 7-year-old kid named Ben O'Reilly who is deaf. Oh. So he can only speak to his teachers and his fellow students through a translator. Few classmates started going like, well, I can see the translator's doing this and this to mean this. And so they started picking it up. Now the entire school has learned sign language so that they can communicate with this 7-year-old kid who feels included and involved for the first time in his 7 years of life.
That is cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we did really good.
We did. Back to cynicism in 6 minutes.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Is it hot in here, or did you just walk in?
Oh, don't Ooh. Look at me when you say that.
Please direct your attention to Hack.
No, because he'll try to make out with me.
True.
Try.
Why are you complaining about that?
We are, our beards get like all caught together.
And then they get tangled, like, and you got to go trim them off.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Although that beard trimming time is so fun. Yeah. If you can't figure it out yet, no, I am not hitting on Erica. We are trying out.
Thank God.
Pickup lines. Yeah. And we would like to hear your pickup lines as well. Like, what, if you have ones that have worked, have ones that have not worked. I firmly believe that almost none of them work. I say this every time. If you're a great looking man, you could walk up and say, my pants are on fire. And she'd be like, great, let's bang.
Like, no.
Dude, if a good looking guy doesn't have to have a line.
Well, no, but I agree. But don't say your pants are on fire.
I'm just going to think you're a liar.
True.
Oh, I didn't think that through. Yeah, there was a limerick.
That's why it's never worked for you.
Because I'm not good looking.
That one.
This is not fun. Okay, somebody else go.
All right. Was your father an alien? Because there's nothing else like you on Earth. Ooh. I would punch that man in the face.
I bring this question up when this comes up. I feel like in a quality world, women should try this more. Pickup lines really fall on us, the men.
It does.
But I want it to, you guys need to go out, you need to walk up to that chiseled faced, gorgeous hunk of a man and try one of these crappy little.
Hey, can I take your picture? My mom doesn't believe that angels exist.
Is there a way that not everyone can direct them at me though? I don't like that. It's like, look at anyone but me. Hack, anyone?
There's only one thing I want to change. Why are you looking about? I don't want to look at it. I turn around.
He literally didn't even look at the girls. He just crossed his eyes and said, I'm not looking at anyone.
There's only one thing I want to change about you, and that's your last name.
Oh. That would get me.
Oh. That's so far gone.
If it was like a good-looking man.
Who already wants to marry you, who doesn't know anything about you, you don't know anything about him. Like, it's just, it's so presumptuous.
I guess it's so much better if you're, like, kind of talking and then they hit you with that.
You know, the one thing I'd change about you is your last name.
Yeah, or maybe they just, like, you get to talking, and they're like, what's your last name?
It's a little big. It's kind of bulbous.
Okay.
Drink gin or something?
What? What?
It's the talking to them that's where Slacker gets in trouble.
Wheels off.
Okay, here's one that I think would actually work.
Okay, go.
You're in a bar. I'm setting the scene. You're in a bar, right? Mm-hmm. This could be guy or girl. You walk up to someone. You go, my buddies just bet me that I wouldn't be able to start a conversation with the hottest person in the bar. Want to buy some drinks with their money? Come on.
That's a good one.
Come on.
That's a good, fresh one, too.
I would buy it. Or actually, I'd let his buddies buy me drinks.
But if he's not hot, then it's a no.
Free drinks,
I'd let him
baby.
Buy me a drink.
But it's like, what? Like Bill Gates is not hot, but he's worth billions of dollars. Like what if Bill Gates said that? It's like, well, I would like to have a conversation with you. I don't know. I probably turned into like Kermit.
Yeah. Hey, like Kermit and like me. Wally like, or something.
Hello. Hi. All right, let me try this. I feel like I should warn you.
Look at Aaron, please.
I flirt back.
Have you started?
Wait, I don't hate it.
Did you like that? At the end, because I just added that. Yeah, I did that thing at the end. I wanted you to see my mouth in action. All right, go ahead.
I always heard of this one where you get a sugar packet, but not one that says sweet and low, one that just says sugar.
Don't do this.
And you drop it by
them. Don't do this.
You go, oh, excuse me, I think you dropped your name tag.
I hate you.
I've heard that one.
When I make eye contact with you.
I hate it.
Sugar, it's just sugar. Like, or you're like, sugar? Or you pick it up and say you're leaking.
It's okay, like, oh. Name tag is far better than you're leaking. Hey girl,
seems like you're oozing sugar.
Yeah,
you it ever feels like there's sugar falling before? Out of your butt.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna keep going, but we want you to join the party, and you don't have to make eye contact with anyone. Tell us your best or worst pickup line. 303-222-5423. You may text your pickup lines or you may call and try them on us.
Are you a pirate? Because I could have sworn you were looking at my booty and I'm not making eye contact with anyone.
It's okay. We know that the boys do not pay attention to booty of ours. Sorry.
No, I'm a booty. I'm a.
I didn't need to.
I'm a booty over booby.
Is that a line?
Yeah.
Hey, you're like,
look, lady. I'm a booty over booby.
Thank God your boobs are small.
Yeah, I wouldn't lead with that. I wouldn't.
Aside from being sexy, what else do you do for a living?
I hate it. I think maybe it's just the way TIAC delivers them that I'm not really.
It's me.
Okay. I'm going to look at TIAC on this one.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because he will. Okay. Whew, I'm glad I noticed you before someone else did.
So good.
Ooh.
That's a really good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are these better today?
Having drinks with like a girlfriend and a guy came up or maybe sat down at the bar stool next to me and then was like, I'm glad I noticed you before someone else did. Maybe I'd punch him in the face if they were creepy, but if not, well, I'd be
creepy,
down.
Creepy? Because he's got a stash? Because your man's got a stash. Like, what is the thing that's going to make
anything
that...
anything about his stash.
But like, well, I'm wondering what the creepy thing is. Is he just panting just like and waiting for your response? Like what?
Yeah, it's just the vibe. Like if he comes up suave and says that, he's in.
Okay.
Can you approach, if two women are together, you approach just one of them?
It's isn't best that... if there's three. And yeah. Then you approach
you pick one.
And
off.
Then you pair off.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you go after the ugly one, so they think you're. Then they're like, "Oh my God, he's so nice," and then you end up with the hot one.
No.
You go up and go, "Can I buy you a drink?" to the obviously hideous one.
I hate you.
Which is why
I'm gonna go with a different pickup line that's definitely not about you, Slacker. I'd say God blessed you, but it looks like he already did. Wait. I got it wrong.
Because you got all confused by my riz, huh?
My riz got you confused. But it looks like he already
don't
did.
They have to sneeze first?
Maybe.
So you just gotta sit at a bar and like fling pepper and chips.
Yeah. So much like a little like powder thing that you're just kinda slinging powder around.
Okay. If you have better ones than we've tried, we'd love to hear yours. Best and worst pickup lines. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, if this were a movie, this is a part we would flirt shamelessly.
That's a pickup line.
That's what it says.
That's so embarrassing.
That was really bad.
Yeah, I thought it was like, this is the part where we fall in love.
I tried one in the text group and you guys didn't say anything earlier, but like
the
voices
like
in my head said I should come talk to you. I feel like that's
I was
that
so
sets
confused
a tone for how this relationship's gonna go.
My car read that to me, and so that's why I didn't respond. I was just like, no.
Because you just walk up and you just have just that one eye like twitching just a little and you're like, the voices in my head said I should come. No?
The number one way to get punched.
I don't think you're going to punch a person who's got voices in their head.
True.
Macy?
Yeah.
What's your pickup line?
Okay. So this has worked before. So let me tell you. Can I follow you?
Can you follow
my mom? Because my mom told me to follow my dreams.
Wow. Thought it was going to be an on Instagram kind of thing.
Duh. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And that's worked?
And you used it? Or someone used it on you?
It has worked.
Okay. Wow. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
They sounded like a child there, TX, so I was afraid to ask further.
Perhaps.
Tracy?
Yay.
Pickup lines, what's yours?
Girl, you're like a good hand in poker. I just want to throw you down on the table and go all in.
I'm nervous.
That is...
I'm blushing.
Did that work?
No.
It worked for me right there. That was... Okay. Cam.
Yay.
Pickup lines. What's yours?
Pickup lines. Okay, we'll see. Hey, I lost my number. Can I get yours?
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic.
But
right?
It doesn't make sense.
But it's not.
Yeah, how do you lose your number?
That's true.
That part, sure.
You know, I am blonde. Maybe that's why I think it's funny.
And has it worked? Did it work on you?
No, but you know, I did laugh. Okay. So
I like that.
That's right. All you need.
Yeah,
you
gotta laugh. I wasn't rude.
Is a laugh really all you need?
Well, maybe a few laughs.
Okay. Guy like me. I'm going to need a full on act.
If you make
right?
him laugh, then that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
All right, everybody. Tippy boxes and waitresses. Two cannibals eating a clown.
Yeah. Can we keep
one
going?
Says, something tastes funny to you?
Yeah, it's working on me.
Waka waka.
This is not working.
Waka waka.
Make it stop.
Joe.
Yay.
Sorry you caught the tail end of the show there.
No, I like the waka waka.
Right, so it'll work on Joe.
All right, Joe, what's your pickup line?
I had two of them. One worked, and it was about 15 years ago. That's why the dollar amount sounds funny.
Okay.
But I was playing pool with a girl, and I just whipped out a 20 out of my pocket and gave it to her, and she's like, what's this for? And I said, that's to buy me breakfast in the morning.
Ooh. That's not bad. You said you're coming home with me tonight.
Yeah. Or we're just going to go sit in a Waffle House parking lot.
Right. I'm interested in both.
Yeah, let's talk more about that breakfast.
Yeah. Hack is all he wants. Like, I'm in. What's the one that didn't work?
I walked up to the girl and I asked her if she liked whales. She's like, well, yeah. And I said, well, let's go hump back at my place.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
No,
are you comparing her to a whale?
No, it's just you found a way.
I know.
I thought you were going to say, like, want to have a whaley good time.
Yeah. No.
All right. This is where I need the girls to do it.
Waka waka.
I was hoping for whale talk. But that's. No, say waka waka in whale talk. We are on the rails. Okay, Mindy.
Yay.
What's your pickup line?
What? Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Hey, nice shoes. I'm gonna.
Okay. I thought it was going to be like,
God, you like my shoes?
No, actually.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I may have committed a crime.
Oh, God.
And I feel like if I talk about it on the air, we're all good, right?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten into trouble.
If you acknowledge the wrongdoing.
Sure.
Nope. Not how it. Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
What else did we want to talk about here? This is a bad idea.
Let's do a weather forecast.
Okay.
Like we usually do here.
How bad is the crime?
I don't know if it's a crime or if it's just, it's a gray area, I think. So I'm in the fast food game heavy, as we all know.
No way.
I'm out and about. I'm in the streets. I'm hitting the different places. And this will happen every once in a while. It happened recently at Wendy's, or Schmendy's. And they...
Oh, my God.
Where you order on the app, you know, and you go to pick it up. So you're in the drive-thru and they hand you,
Sorry, you don't even walk into the restaurant if you ordered on the app?
If there's no drive-thru, yeah.
A lot of the times they have like the parking spots too, where you pull up
curbside.
There you go.
Yeah, but the whole point of ordering ahead is so you can just like, and like if there's a long line at the drive-thru, then you're like waiting and your food's just sitting there. Right. Like, dude, you're doing this wrong. Your laziness is costing you.
But they let you choose. It's like curbside, drive-thru, go in. But like
you're choosing laziness over freshness of your food.
I mean, it's fast food.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, I'd rather walk in and get it because like they go 15 minutes and I show up at 5 minutes and it's like, boink. I'm like, yeah, I knew it.
All right.
I knew it.
All right.
And those fries are hot. And you're like, ha ha.
If we're going to get
into I'm getting hungry.
We'll get into the nitty gritty a bit.
I'll tell you this. Hold on. Sorry. Okay. Panda.
Okay.
Panda's like, Panda Express. My kids love it. They're like, order it. And it's like 30 minutes. I'm like, go now. And they're like, you just order. I'm like, go now. My son will get there and walk in. He's like, it's ready. I'm like, I know. 25 minutes early. They lie. And that food would have just been sitting there.
They lie because they don't want to perform. Okay.
But sometimes there's apps like the McDonald's app that tracks your location and they won't let you do that.
Oh,
but you can tell them they know. Someone else is, like at Chick-fil-A, you can go, someone else is picking this up for me.
Also,
I don't know if McDonald's can do that. I don't know.
I'm worried that our fast food is tracking our locations, but that's fine. Yeah,
McDonald's definitely does. Because I've ordered from the King Supers in the same parking lot. It's like, it looks like you're a ways away. And I'm like, I just threw my phone at the restaurant. I'm like, make it. I'm right here.
Okay. All right. So I got to go in. Why?
Yes, because it's faster and your food is fresher.
I do like, because sometimes, like Aaron mentioned, when you get, sometimes they're like, pull ahead, pull into that spot, we'll bring it. And then you just lose all.
Yes, you are out of the queue,
like
man.
You're like the space, the astronauts, and you're like, I hope they didn't forget about me.
Yep.
Okay.
We lose communication with them.
Typically lose communication with the astronauts. Right. They know where they are at all times. I don't know
what amount of time where they went.
It happens. That's what it happens.
He's comparing pulling ahead at the drive-thru to the dark side of the moon.
Exactly. You're on the dark side of the restaurant.
But Erica, I will.
Dark side of the parking lot.
I have to say that truer words have almost never been spoken. It is true. There was a night. I went to McDonald's. My kids wanted like Sundays and like whatever. And like they were like, pull ahead. And I pulled ahead and sat there for like 30 minutes.
Should have gone in by then.
Then finally I walked up and knocked on the drive-thru window and like, yeah. And I'm like, what?
Hello?
And they're like, oh, which one were you? And they went back and found me and like, you never got that? I'm like, what? So then 10 minutes later, they brought it out and handed me a coupon.
Oh, nice.
For one small fry.
Oh, it should have at least been
I'm out here 30 minutes. 30?
Yeah.
Because you are on the dark side of the moon, bro.
Thank you.
You're like, I can't see him.
Mm-hmm. Called LOS, loss of signal.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yes, I like that. Or sometimes at Sonic, too, they'll bring it and then... You're all like they bring in, they forget something, so you have to hit the button again. And they're like, "What can we get for your order?" And you're like, "I already ordered." And it's all they're confused, and it's I'm lost in space. And
okay,
lost in Sonic.
So I pull up to the Schmendy's, and they hand you your drinks first, usually.
Yeah.
And this time I've ordered one drink. Often I order two drinks, one for my wife, one for me, because that's what you're supposed to do. But this time I've only ordered one. And they hand me the drink carrier, and it has two drinks in it. What is the move? Am I supposed to go, oh, this isn't mine? Or do I do what I did and pull it in as fast as you can, try to hide it from them a little bit?
What if you don't even want that other drink? What if it's some
you
sort of like...
You also don't even know what...
What if it's a coffee drink, fool?
I don't care if they peed in it. It's free. What are you talking about?
That's the weirdest thing. Like... Getting something free that you don't want is not anything.
Dude, Dane gets like this. He's like, I'm gaining.
But you're
money.
Not.
Yeah.
You're not. I understand you're not.
Right. It's your.
And dude. Also, what if your wife wanted a Diet Coke and it's like a full Coke?
Full sugar Coke.
She drinks the full sugar Coke.
No, but I'm just saying.
What if they gave you diet?
Then we'd probably dump it.
What if it's a Fresca?
When we got home. I think it's this because I got a Coke, so I'm assuming it's just two Cokes. But you're right; it could be like a root beer, it could be something way different. But I want that chance to figure it out.
What it
is. I don't want to just give it back.
He literally said it could be piss, and he'll
that is where I jump off your little logic train because you blew it a second ago with that.
This is the real loss of signal. Is what's happening in his brain?
So are you saying you're supposed to go? Oh, what would you do? You would tell them, oh, I only got one. Take it back, sir.
Look at me very, like, there's something you wanted, right? It's a Coke.
Yes.
And your presumption is that they just put two of them in there?
Yeah.
What if that person ordered two Dr. Pepper? Whatever that, that's yeah. not yours. Mm. So yeah. neither one of them could be a Coke.
I'm with
you're,
him.
You're not mm. suddenly getting a bonus. You might be getting screwed so hard
a
you don't even get it.
Completely different order.
Yes. It is two things, man. Those could both be, hey man, Diet Cokes yeah. with like a splash of cherry and vanilla. Because they do that.
Wait,
at Sonic,
I want
right?
one of those. He was at Schmendy's.
Yeah,
it oh, is. Oh, Schmendy. Sorry. I have Sonic point. On my brain.
It's a good point, but I still think two is more than one.
Oh
but
my
two,
god.
don't
two right? of
Can
the
we all agree?
Is better than one of the right.
Two of P is more than
two.
Two
wrongs do not make a right.
Listen to me. I was at a Taco Bell one time and they were like, oh, I could tell they knew the slacker thing, and I was like, oh. And then they handed me my burritos and I was like, yay. And I left. And as he was like, upgraded you. What?
Oh.
I get home, take a bite. Sour cream. Look, man.
Oh.
Look, man. He made them all deluxe. And I'm like, do I look bereft of the 25 cents it costs to upgrade these?
Well.
Like, intentionally. So, yay.
I do. That's the thing.
But I got free stuff. But it's free stuff I didn't want. Just like these two.
Okay. So you would have stopped them and gone, excuse me, George Washington, this thing. I cannot tell a lie. Those aren't my coats.
Yes.
George Washington.
It's just that's
I,
not
I
my order.
I chopped down the cherry tree.
Okay. I would hand them back and say,
"I'm serious. I'm an astronaut. I'm George. This is serious stuff."
It's not.
What did you do?
I took it. Of course, I took it.
What was it?
They were both Coke. Maybe a little pee.
Oh my god.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
As you guys may know, my bachelorette party is coming up. Oh, I thought maybe there'd be more excitement.
No, I actually
in the room.
Thought about your bachelorette party because Giannina from Love is Blind
oh, yeah.
posted her outfits from hers. And I was like, Erica would look so cute in these. I can't wait to see what she's wearing.
Huh. I hope
Giannina's
I don't let
not
you
married
down.
Yet?
No, she gets married this summer
yeah.
as well.
She has kids with that dude or kids with
yeah,
one?
Yeah, she had one with him and okay. now they're getting married. Mm.
It's the wedding of the summer, I hear.
Okay.
I'm offensive.
You got
multiple.
So, like, literally, you know how many people got shot with that statement?
Yeah,
that
true.
That was a wild.
Who else?
Who else?
Every bride in Colorado.
Oh. Erica, Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you weren't even thinking of Taylor Swift, were you?
I'm just trying to razz Erica. Relax, everybody. Relax, brides in Colorado.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Taylor Swift is on the phone. She would like to speak with you.
I'm going to have to slackers court him someday.
Oh, my God.
No, not right now.
Okay.
No, so my bachelorette party is coming up, and my sisters, as we've been sitting here doing a show, texted me with a task. And I have been thinking about this task actually before they asked me, and I'm just in a dilemma.
It's the task.
Okay, so we've got 12 people, including me.
You're not doing the stupid stuff, right?
What like, do what? You think that is?
Well, I mean, I know the bachelorettes don't always do all these things. You're not all wearing the exact same outfit. Like
exact same outfit, no.
I just remember like the last time, one of the times I was in Austin, it was like all these women all in little black dresses, but then each of them had a different kerchief. So one of them was mauve, one of them was turquoise. And I'm just like, what are the difference? Going? Like, what does it mean? And they were just like, oh, I'm in autumn. And like, but it was a bachelorette okay. party. And then the bride had a dress made of all those different colors, like together. It was
interesting. Mm. Okay. No, we're doing the wife is a showgirl theme. It's a lot of sparkles,
well,
a lot of fringe.
You are doing stupid stuff.
No, I mean, we are. Feathers? I think so. I have some like little gloves with feathers on them.
But no pee-pee shaped things.
I don't think so. You guys, the best part of this is I have planned so many bachelorettes for other people.
Okay.
My sisters have been like, we don't need anything from you. We're good.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, wow. This is what it's like.
Were you needy when you were planning for other people?
Well, no. But I just am not used to it. I guess that's what I'm saying.
To other people taking.
Like, it's just amazing to be like, oh, I just get to show up. I just get to plan cute outfits and gifts for everyone coming and show up.
Do you think you're going to be judgy about the things they pick, or are you going to be happy? Do they know you? I mean, they're your sisters.
They're my sisters. They're the two closest people to me in my life, except for Dane, I suppose. Whoops, I forgot about
Hello,
that.
Hello, the show people. Us.
No, my sisters know me better than you guys.
Of course they do.
They've known me for 30
years. But you've moved away from them for a long time, and we know we know the new you.
I FaceTime them so much.
We don't know what caused Erica to be this way, though. They do.
Oh, they got the backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just got New Testament.
They wrote the backstory. Are you kidding?
Okay. Yeah.
The stupid task is there's 12 girls and my stepbrother, so 12 total, and only 10 beds. But some of those are, there's a king, there's a couple queens. Like,
so you're doing a sleep chart?
They asked me to figure out where everyone should sleep. And also, I have to decide who has to share beds.
But your sister's in a bed together.
But they planned the whole thing. They shouldn't have to share a bed. What? Plus, they have little kids at home. Wouldn't you want a good night's sleep? What do you mean, what? Also, this is the real problem. It's like, these two people know each other. These three people know each other. These other two know each other.
Are there 10 rooms or are there just 10 beds?
Not 10 rooms. There's like 5 rooms, maybe 4 rooms.
So you're like, this is worse than a seating chart at a wedding where you're like, I cannot put this guy.
Right. And it's not, I cannot put anyone with other people, but a lot of them have never met.
You don't want them in the same room and definitely not in the same bed.
Definitely not in the same bed if you've never met. What do I do? Okay.
First come, first serve.
No.
Dude, you did the amazing
guy's trip you've ever been on.
Yes,
you've ever been
for
like,
sure.
The last bachelorette party I went on, it was first come, first serve, and we had too many people, and I said, that's fine. I can sleep on the couch. Not a big deal. And that's what I did.
That's wild. I think...
I don't hate first come, first serve for this,
but we're all probably going to be there at the same time. Also, I want to make sure I'm somewhere I want to be.
I agree. I think you get like the
first
bachelor
choice.
Gets the main room or whatever. Yeah.
Bachelorette.
Or bachelor. Well, I'm saying for the guy's trip, like you let him pick and then
goes
everyone
in,
else.
Walks through all of them and go, this is obviously
the primary,
for the king.
Whatever. Sure.
Yes.
But I just don't think it's going to work because it's literally like small groups of people from my whole life. So it's just so many people don't know each other and there's a lot of moms on the trip. So I want them to have a chance to have a good night's sleep.
But if you said up front, like if you're all in the living room and it's like, all right, I've got this room over here. And in 10 minutes, you guys got to pick it. Like three of you have to be in this room. Two of you in this room. Like
so dramatic.
Yeah. But like if you do it and you do it wrong, I would be so mad if you paired me up with the wrong person.
There's no doing that because they only know closely so many people. Like my two college best friends. Either sharing a bed or sharing a room. My stepbrother and stepsister, probably just sharing a room. Probably not a bed. They've shared a bed before. It's really not that weird. He doesn't like women.
I get it.
Okay.
He's a string on Pornhub for me.
I don't like that this is your responsibility. Honestly.
I don't either.
Like,
I'm the only person who knows
why do
everyone.
You have to take the heat for it. You go, it's not my problem.
That's why.
They
exactly.
can figure it out. They're adults, right?
They're going to
meet each other.
They're going to pretend there's no heat, but there's going to be heat. Don't do this. Don't do it.
That's
don't
crazy.
Do it.
Show up and figure it out.
Show
there.
Up and figure
yeah.
it out.
You guys, this is horrible advice.
It's not horrible advice because then I'm responsible. If it's like, all right, four of you are going to have to sleep in the same bed. All of you are going to have at
should
least one
I,
roommate. Yes.
Should I just be one to share a bed?
No. Absolutely
only
not.
Only if you want
unless
to.
Unless you want to.
Yeah. I don't really. I hate sharing a bed with anyone but Thane.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think. The last time I went to a bachelor party, we came in 2 different days. So the first, there were definitely not enough beds. There were like 3 beds and 2 couches for like the 5 guys. And so the 3 guys who showed up on the first day.
You got beds.
Took the 3 beds.
Yes.
The guys who showed up at 4 in the
That's
morning.
That's how it works.
It was like, sorry, sucker.
Yes.
Earlier. Yeah.
And no one said a word either. So is that different too? Do you think someone would, like the guys who showed up, but they weren't like, what the heck? You left me the couch. They're like, yeah, I
got here late.
If I were here first, I would have taken the bed.
The girls who are like tending to small children at home are going to be
matter.
Then I got to like sleep on the couch.
But you said they're all going to get there and they will make the right decisions. Do not put yourself. Oh my God.
I don't think I'm going to listen to you guys. I think bachelor parties are different and I'm really surprised by.
No, you're saying they're going to be upset and they'll be upset at you. If they're going to be upset either way, let them just be upset at the situation.
Correct.
Like, it's not my problem.
Correct.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. You definitely don't want it to. Oh my God. Do you really think we all conspired to be against you? Or is it possible we are giving you great advice and you just can't see it? This is.
I'm gonna let the texters tell us what I should do.
Let them shake it up
before she goes to TikTok.
Exactly.
Then I'll take it to TikTok, baby.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I've learned something about myself recently, and I think at least one other person in the room must be the same way.
Okay.
And wait. I don't think it's you, Slacker.
Really?
Definitely not. I do not think this is you.
Okay. Well, you and I being opposite would be really strange.
Yeah, that's never happened.
Okay. What is it?
I can't do a same day plan.
Okay. Define can't. Like incapable. Oh no, there's a plan tonight and I just couldn't possibly put pants on.
Well, it's not about putting pants on. I pretty much always have pants on, but it's like.
Then why couldn't you go? So if I had playoff tickets to something or I had all of a sudden there's some DCPA and it's like, oh,
I know.
I just got a ticket.
Mm. I just really struggle with like a workday evening. Oh, hey, are you free?
Because you have to be at work by 3? My God.
No, that's not why. That's not why. It's actually that night. I feel like I'm pretty, you guys exhaust me. And so then I'm pretty ready to wind down once we get off work.
As we all are.
Right.
And then somebody goes, badass opportunity.
I know it's hard for me to go, and like ramp back up.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak.
Unless.
Sure, of course.
Unless I've planned for this at least like a couple days in advance.
Well, then obviously then it's not a last minute invite.
Exactly. Exactly. I got invited to, and if she hears this, I love you. I got invited to a Nuggets game recently. And I did have plans that night that I couldn't really move.
Somebody invites you to a Denver Nuggets basketball game with one of the greatest players in the history of the game, Nikola Jokic, playing. You drop everything. You rally. You get your ass in your car.
I also had something I had to do. I had something I had to do, but I also knew if I hadn't had that thing, I think I would have had a hard time just being like...
That's insane to me. You...
Nuggets would be like the only thing I would do that for.
And I'm not T-Hack, so...
Otherwise, I wouldn't. But I have the kids and bath time. Like, there's just more hoops to
jump
through.
You also have a wife who can do all the things, and she would encourage you to go have fun.
She would. But we love each other, and I would not want to just leave her.
You love each other,
either.
And if, like, a really cool play came along, and she was like, oh, my God, my friend just got... And you'd go, babe.
Yeah, absolutely.
So... Go!
Like, let's find a sitter and let's go on a date.
Yeah, but the sitters aren't...
You can't get a sitter last minute like that, though. More often than not, like, that's... You should do all the last minute things now before you have kids, because you're never going to do a last minute thing again.
I'm like in the zone. I'm ready.
What? I really can't believe it.
Yeah, I don't love it about myself, but I've just realized, like, for me, I like to know how my day is, like, laid out at the beginning of the day, and I don't really love surprises.
Dude, I am so similar.
Yeah.
Before I leave every day, I'm like, what are you thinking for dinner?
Oh, we talk about that at breakfast.
Yeah, I gotta kind of know.
What?
I gotta kind of know.
I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight.
I know, you always ask me, like, what's for dinner? No, because
I want
info. Know.
I'm like,
but I always know.
You always
then,
know.
And then it's like, oh man, but this thing came up and now we wouldn't be able to make that, which means I wouldn't have lunch for tomorrow. And it's just like, it's just not going to work.
Jesus, how do you, oh my God.
Yes. It just makes perfect sense.
Like, okay. I honestly don't know how you would live that way. You don't have kids. This is your one opportunity to
but
like.
But I have a dog who I have to think of.
I know, but like, you guys already know what you're having for dinner tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if somebody goes, this really, I've got omakase, this really cool sushi spot.
No, we might do that.
Might? What's in
also,
God's name?
If I'm really tired, I don't want to. I don't want to go out, and I'm like eating healthy
like,
and like not drinking
lost cause.
As much.
He's a lost cause. I need you to get out of this rut. Hack is like entrenched in it. He's buried in Culver's.
But he was
and
born
children.
In the rut.
I can tell
I'm
you
happy
right
in
now.
The rut.
I'm fine with that.
When there are, and I think I'm happy in
but
this
you
place
need
too.
It. You're gonna be unhappy because when you have kids and you're buried in it, you're gonna go. Why didn't I go to that Nuggets game when I had the chance?
Well, because I had another thing. That was a bad example. But like, if we were sitting here and you're like, why don't you and Dane come meet me somewhere almost an hour from home and you got to pay for parking and it's kind of a big
you're
thing.
You're finding reasons to not do things.
How do you stand, Aaron?
I would rather look back and say like, look at all the random fun stuff I did rather than, wow, I stayed home a lot.
Aaron would literally.
Here's the difference. I don't think we stay home a lot. We like pack so much in that sometimes when I'm planning a night of just like nothing.
I respect
which
that.
Those are important. You absolutely have to plan a night.
But
to turn down last minute plans.
You cancel things all the time. Maybe not all the time. Like, there was a recent concert that she didn't go to.
People will hate Aaron if they knew this, but I'm just going to let it
out. That's fine.
She gets, like, there is, you know how you scrimp and you save and you try to get tickets to your favorite artist?
Yes.
These artists just give her tickets. And there is a point where, name your favorite meal, Culver's. Like, there is a point where you go, I don't want any more Culver's, man. Like, I can't. But it's free. And you're like, I don't want any more, though. Yeah. I can't. And, like, there's a point where, like, I was at a concert last night. I went to two concerts the next night.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like,
so when it's been a really busy time and then someone's like, here's another thing to make you busy. And I'm like, I just can't do it.
But when it's the Nuggets.
I know. I shouldn't have told you guys it was the Nuggets.
Having said that, our big boss, Tuesday night, invited me to the club section of the Colorado Rockies.
You can pass.
Damn, Skippy, you pass on the Rockies.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
I have an awkward situation. And it's, I know Eric is going to be mad because it's kind of gross, but it's just.
Gross.
I don't know what to do in awkward situations. Is everybody, okay, let me just set the stage. I'm driving home. I'm on Tower Road next to a car and we're doing 50 miles an hour and you're just, but like, because my car kind of drives itself, I can kind of spend a little extra time like looking around. Oh, look, mountains. Oh, birds. Yay. Oh, planes flying. Okay. Like I'm just, yay.
You're like watching YouTube.
Yeah. Head out the sunroof like you're in Vegas or something.
Kind of.
Cams on the wheel still.
Kind of. Okay. All that. And I look over to the SUV next to me, and there is a man whose hand is so far up his nose. He doesn't have a finger in his nose. It's like his hand, and he's like doing the, like, he's got like a crusty on the side that he's trying to like fingernail it and scrape it down. He's
up.
Like going, okay. Just trying to, yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. Right. Work with me. And he's just doing it. And you know, you're kind of, and then as he pulls himself one time, he looks over and I've just got the like.
You make eye contact?
Yes.
Oh no.
Horrifying.
I am mad with you. I hate talking about boogers.
But I knew you would, but like, okay. So
boogers happen.
Right. And sometimes you got it. You like, isn't going to get it. It's right. Like stuck and you got to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at each other. I did what TF does to his neighbors. Look away.
Yeah.
Pretend it's like,
yeah.
I know that,
yeah.
You know, hey man, we're there, sure. But for the grace of God, go I. Like,
I
whatever.
Like that.
Yay. We pull up to the stoplight next to each other. And now I'm just burning a hole in my steering right. Wheel. Like, don't look over.
There are no birds doing the same and no thing. Airplanes to look at.
And it's just like, ah, this is awful. I don't know what to do. Light turns green. Yay. Woo! Police officer goes through the other way, resets the light. So we, and as I look up at the light, we lock eyes.
Oh, no.
And now we're just like,
did you waste?
Secret law. I don't. Tell me what you would do. You, like, I didn't know. Like,
you,
what?
You got to start picking your nose. You have to show solidarity.
I got to do something. Yeah, give him.
That's hilarious.
Let's do something.
Yeah.
Put in my hand.
Do you
or,
have tissues? Offer him a tissue.
Yeah. No. I feel like if I do the same thing.
He thinks you're making fun of him.
Right. So I got to do some other act.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't.
If you had hand sanitizer, tissues, you could have offered him something.
Aaron, that's crazy.
For real. What would you do? And like,
I would
I've
just
been
keep burning a hole in the road ahead of me.
But we were locked. Because the damn police car, I couldn't believe it. We made it through the late cycle. Like, ugh, we got through. And the light turns. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. I'm never going to see him again because I am going to hit the turbo boost.
Right. And then you're going to cut
car.
In front of him.
Yes. I'm, right. Dude, I'm going to be light years ahead of this dude. And then, woo. And they reset the damn light. And we just, so.
You got to run it. Run the red.
Oh, my God.
Get out of there, man.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need to talk about something that might make T-Hack very uncomfortable.
Oh, I love it when you two fight.
Oh. I don't think we're going to fight.
I need a fight bell for you guys.
But
I'll find
I almost... All right, I'm waiting for you to find the fight
no,
bell.
No, I don't. It's going to take me a while. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's actually... I'm prefacing it as that because it's not meant to upset him because it's not truly about him.
Oh.
Okay.
But we, being Dane and I, had a big discussion this morning. You know, we had spent some time at the Hacks recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we didn't have a big discussion, but we had a discussion. And it's ironic because it was about the glass bowl with a Tupperware. What am I saying?
I don't know.
A Tupperware lid, like a plastic lid that we had taken over there and left.
Oh, my God. This is a nightmare to me. This is such a nightmare.
It's pretty awkward. I'm avoiding making eye contact.
Okay.
We left it and I was like, there's no way AHAC's not going to get it back, right?
Because there's two ways. Okay. So well, I've started buying stuff.
To take and leave.
That I just go, you have to, because when I take my good stuff, like I'll take over a charcuterie board and it's like, I'm hoping we all just go, and then I can go yoink at the end.
Right.
But then there's enough left on there and you're like, ooh.
You're like, am I ever going to get it back? Well, that's what Dane started panicking about this morning.
You're never going to get your bowl back.
He was like, this happens every time.
And it's
that
a bowl
I leave
you like.
Things. Apparently, yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's a bowl he likes.
It's a bowl he
so
likes.
So you're doing this. You're like the go between right now. There's a thumb on you.
Spoiler alert. I walked in today and the bowl was back at my mic. So I have the bowl back in my
possession. Oh, you brought it back.
So the,
yes!
Ahab would never let them steal the bowl.
But it wouldn't be stealing. So
no, but here's my question. So now the awkward part between Hack and I is over.
To give her credit, it has been an unusually long for Ahack, for myself as well. I would say it's been an unusually long time. It was one of those random weeks where we like didn't have very many dishes, and then we ran the dishwasher finally. And when I went to unload it this morning, I'm like, the bowl's in there. Oh, the bowl's in there.
So you do feel the anxiety about getting it back.
I had completely forgotten. Yeah,
unloading the dishwasher.
It was just in the dishwasher and out of sight, out of mind. And then I saw it and I'm like, oh boy, I got to get that back.
So let me just feel this. And I don't know where Aaron lands on this whole thing, but like the three of us feel sort of aligned in that if you had my bowl at your house, you wouldn't be comfortable until that's resolved itself.
I certainly wouldn't like use it again. Right. It would be sitting somewhere where it's like the next time I see you, I'll make sure
in
you
this
get it.
Spot on the counter where it's so obtrusive to me that I have to, like, my buddy Josh brings over his Master's cups. He'll like bring over a tomato beer. It's just a plastic cup, but it's from the Master's.
A tomato beer?
Oh, you don't know what a tomato beer is?
No.
It is the greatest thing.
Is it like a Bloody Mary mixed with beer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a tomato beer.
No, it's like a tomato, but it's like on a Sunday when you've had a rough couple
that's
days.
What people call micheladas?
That's going to have a little more of the clamato and some other things in it. Ooh. A michelada. And I think there's a little bit of...
I had one once and I hated it.
No, you got to just... If you just use straight tomato juice or...
No, I don't like Bloody
Marys.
Tomato
juice, Coors Light, you can put a lemon in it, I swear. And always a little salt and pepper.
Okay.
It's...
Ugh.
Well,
I used to work at the golf course in high school, and you'd have to empty carts and it'd be beer cans, but every once in a while, somebody would get a Bloody Mary, some sort of tomato-y thing.
Oh, no.
A hot tomato is disgusting.
Hot tomato.
It turns into something else.
I can never do it.
Here's my question, though.
Okay.
Say T-Hack did not bring it back today. When do you start asking about it? That's what I actually wanted to know, because I asked Dane, should I bring this up on the air? And then it was here anyway. So
because when I saw it, I just like you're saying, I went and put it in the car this morning.
Oh my gosh!
I went all the way out. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been way
too long.
This
is a wild amount of time.
And I just tried to drop it there so it wouldn't get brought up.
Oh,
trying to be low key about it.
Well, I'm not low key about anything.
Well, I guess what I was saying is I have his Master's glasses.
Oh,
and then he comes over. I'm like, take that with you.
Right.
And then out the door he goes, and I'm like, I have Ben's coffee cup. I'm like, you guys, it drives me nuts. I don't
Can't
go
you
to
walk
there.
Across the street and just drop them off?
Well, I don't want to set it like on his...
Put it in a nice bag and...
But I don't know. I'm just afraid somebody's going to steal his Master's cups or Ben's coffee cup.
Are they doing the thing like you do when you're dating someone and you leave something so that
do
you have...
they have a reason to come back?
No. You think that's what it is?
Maybe.
That'd be pretty cute.
You think they like me?
You said
I shouldn't have asked for the bowl back.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
I got a story. Sometimes karma catches people doing illegal things before they get to do them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a story of some sad hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy?
What?
That's a big word for stupid stories.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Scotland.
Scotland! Oh.
Let's play some golf.
Oh, boy.
So, if you're new to the show, this part of Stupid Stories, whenever somebody says the country, if it's not politically incorrect, we take a stab at their accents, certain accents we shy away from.
Right.
That was Erica's Scottish accent. Please write it down. If you're having some sort of Scottish party and you want her to come and pretend like she's authentic.
Some beer.
That's still like more English.
Yeah,
it's
what are you doing?
Gotta do
it's
that.
Everything's like, you gotta be...
We'll go play some golf.
Okay, yeah. No, let's just get to the story out of Scotland.
So there's a sober bar in Scotland.
I'm sorry, a what bar?
Sober bar. They only serve alcohol-free things. I think that's great. It was created for those who love the energy of a great night without the hangover that follows.
I love it.
Love that. The manager decided, not my vibe. I'm going to go have some alcoholic drinks. Had four times over the legal limit. Got into a crash. Everyone was okay. He was found slumped over the wheel of his car. He's been banned from driving for a year, fined $700.
But you're the manager of an alcohol-free bar and you can't.
Sad hypocrisy. Okay.
I see the hypocrisy. I do too.
Now say it in Scottish.
Oh, hypocrisy.
Why do you get quieter?
Because I know it's
guys,
bad.
Guys, pull up a chair.
Okay.
Because my story is from Russia.
Is it politically incorrect to try?
No, you can go, da. I'm from Russia.
Russia.
I'm from Russia. There were fishermen in Russia who used the dynamite.
He's good.
They throw the dynamite into the water and it explodes.
And then boom.
And then the fish all float to the top. That's how they fish it out.
Boom.
It's turning into Gaston from...
Yeah.
It's starting to turn into... So they brought their dynamite. They were heading out to blow up some fish. Unfortunately, the dynamite went off in their car.
Oh, and killed them?
No.
They were out of the car, like, looking around, like, for their fishing spot when they heard a very loud...
It go boom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not going to explode, is it? I don't know. It dynamite. Dynamite.
Now say it in Scottish.
It's a dynamite. I was laying low that whole time.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Hi, I'm Doug Chamberlain, host of Family Health Checkup. Let's talk about healthcare that's affordable and rooted in faith. Redeem HealthShare offers flexible programs designed to fit your budget without compromising your values. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers supporting each other through life's health challenges. From routine visits to unexpected emergencies, Redeem helps ease the burden of medical expenses through shared support. Check it out today. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0.